The Big Hollow Fire was located about a half mile southeast of the Big Hollow shooting range, just south of the town of Daniel in Wasatch County. The fire started Friday night and burned a total of 77 acres, but did not really spread beyond that first night. Mike Erickson, a spokesperson for the State Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land, says they got lucky with some cool nights and had access to resources they needed. The fire started near the Big Hollow shooting range and has been determined to be human-caused, but was not linked directly to the gun range.
The start of the fire, it was adjacent to the gun range. It was maybe a quarter mile up the road or something, to ignition point at least. There is a gun range down there, but it didn't have anything to do with them.
Erickson says that nearly all the wildfires in Utah this season were preventable.
We've had a real wet spring and we've got a kind of a cool June. It doesn't mean fires still won't happen. I mean, they're less intense, but if people aren't being smart about what they're doing out in the woods, then we're going to get fires like that. So just be safe and cautious when they're doing anything that may start a fire, whether that's fireworks or riding their ATV or shooting or whatever it might be. All of those things have the potential to start a wildland fire.
Erickson encouraged people to use common sense to avoid starting a wildfire and have a plan in place in case a fire does start. He also says that avoiding starting wildfires also relieves a burden on taxpayers. In order to offset those costs, Erickson says government agencies at all levels have been prosecuting those who start wildfires.
If there was intent, if there was negligence, if there was anything, they will come up after them, or their insurance companies, they'll certainly try and recoup some of those costs.
Erickson gave an example of a car starting a fire.
Their tire blew, driving down the road, shoot sparks, started fires. Then they'll go after that insurance company probably to get the max or whatever their policy is, you know, whether that's $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000, whatever it might be, to go back in and recoup some of those costs might offset the damages done by any fires.
He says that areas in the Wasatch Back have worked to decrease risk of wildfire.
Summit County's actually really good at that. Wasatch County's getting better. Some of these counties, it's taken some time, but I think they realize work gets out there really fast. Once somebody is burning something in their yard and they don't have a permit or something and they get an $800 bill, that word gets out really quick, and suddenly people are calling to get permits and they're informing their fire department and they're taking proper precautions of having water supply there when they're doing those burns and all those sorts of things. It just becomes a little better when people are aware that they might be held accountable if something goes wrong.
Additionally, fireworks are not allowed to be discharged again until July 22nd through the 25th. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.